This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Sarah and Amy Heyman were immediately drawn to the upright Yamaha piano their father purchased as a gift for their mother. Sarah was 4 years old and Amy was 5 when they started taking lessons. Sarah says friendly rivalry was an early motivator to practice, and Amy agrees.
When we started, we had so much competition between the two of us that Sarah was 17 months younger than I am, and there was no way I was going to let her be better than I was, so I practiced all the time, and she didn't want me to be better than she was. So I think that motivated us a lot as well, in addition to just falling so in love with the instrument, but also, I mean, the sibling rivalry really worked to our benefit.
It did, for sure.
By the time they were 8 and 9 years old, Sarah and Amy Heyman were already committed to performing four-hand piano music, and they've just released their first studio recording, Beethoven, the Complete Piano Duets. This is a 2-CD set featuring these works on both a modern Yamaha piano and also on instruments of Beethoven's period. After winning a McKnight Artist Fellowship, they decided to put their award toward a special recording. Amy says the idea was to focus on a single composer.
And right around the time that we had won the fellowship, Beethoven's Grosse Fugue manuscript had been discovered just outside of Philadelphia in a library at a seminary, and it sort of sparked all of this interest in the piece. So we thought, we should record that, and which then led us to doing the complete four-hand works, because the more that we explored, the more we found out, wow, you can't get a complete disc of all of the works at that point. And then we were considering, now, do we want to do this on piano or do we want to do it on period instruments? Because we had been recently working on period instruments a lot with Reese Allison. That was kind of a newfound passion for us. Mm-hmm. And then we decided, well, why don't we do both, do a comparative recording?
The Schubert Club in St. Paul loaned Amy and Sarah 3 forte pianos for this recording. There's a dramatic contrast in the sound of these keyboards compared to the modern piano. Sarah says playing these instruments also posed unique challenges.
It feels much, much different than the modern pianos that we're used to. The first and foremost, largest difference, I would say, is just the range of the instruments is so much smaller. Our modern pianos today have 7 octaves, a little over 7 octaves, and these forte pianos are only 5 octaves. And the keys are quite a bit narrower as well, so we have to be very, very precise. They're very sensitive, so if you just barely even touch a key, it makes a sound, whereas on the modern piano, it's a little more forgiving.
The earliest forte piano from 1784 is featured on the Sonata in D Major for piano 4 hands. The sound of this instrument is most reminiscent of a harpsichord, and these early instruments also have another unique feature that makes them even more challenging to play, according to Amy.
The forte pianos have knee pedals as opposed to the pedals that are on the floor that your feet use. So that's a big adjustment. It's also interesting, being a woman, your heel height really changes where your knee sits. And we had to get our feet at the right height, so we put our feet on books so that our knee would be able to just easily hit the knee pedal. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you end up using your entire leg, and then you're distracted by the incredible pain that you're having in your hip from trying to use your whole leg.
Elegant choreography is essential to creating a beautifully executed four-hand piano work. Amy explains this was especially critical in performing Beethoven's Grosse Fugue. Playing this work on 2 pianos would make it much easier and more physically comfortable for the performers, but Sarah and Amy argue that would change the overall effect of this very dramatic work.
Then you're using 2 pedals versus 1. He had it with 1 pedal in mind for all of the sonorities versus 2 instruments and each person having their own pedal. So we try to really think about all of those things when we're exploring music. Mm-hmm. It's our job to convey the composer's intentions and his ideas and ideals about the piece.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.